Hi guys, it's that time of the month again. It's the X3 News Podcast. I'm here with Chris Bell.
Right guys.
Just talk about gaming in general.
Yeah.
So, kicking things off, Chris, what are you playing?
Oh, okay. Straight in there. Okay.
Yeah, straight in there.
Well, I've actually, I saw some stuff for The Witcher 3 and was just like, do you know what I need to do? I need to play all of it.
Yeah.
So I've sat down for the last few weeks, played the whole way through The Witcher 1, and I've just got into The Witcher 2.
How many hours did you pump into The Witcher?
Well, according to Steam, it was about 60.
60 hours. That is, and I can vouch, that was like in the last week and a half.
Yeah, I was well into that.
Yeah. Because every time I saw you, you were like, okay, I'm playing The Witcher.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's got a lot of side quests. I never finished it. But, you know, I have now. It's done. And, you know, a good experience.
It's one of those things you can just tick off. You can say to someone, I've completed The Witcher.
I might be the only person on the planet who finished the whole first game. How about you, man?
I am in a bit of a gaming rut, I've got to admit. Mm. I completed Tomb Raider, and now I'm just kind of waiting for Gears of War Judgment, which is tomorrow, but I won't get to play it because of work. And then on Tuesday, I got Bioshock Infinite, and we got Coursework.
Oh, bloody hell, we have got Bioshock. So, bye-bye Coursework is basically the point.
At the moment, I'm in a bit of a gaming rut. This week, I've literally played everything. I played Dishonored, I played Dragon's Dogma, I think I played a few arcade games, I think I played even Minecraft. You know it's bad, you're in a gaming rut.
Yeah.
When you load up Minecraft, you're like, ugh.
Pretty much. Although I think you might be one of the few people on the planet who didn't enjoy Dishonored. That was strange.
What? Yeah, I'm not...
Give me your thoughts on that, Jack.
Okay, I played through the first 2 hours, and I just don't like stealth games. I'm not a patient person. I can't sit there and take in everything. I just want to. Like, I was trying to play through it where I didn't kill anyone.
Yeah.
And I remapped the button, so I accidentally did end up killing people.
Excellently done.
Yeah, so that was a nightmare. Because on the PlayStation, right, the triggers are block and stuff, and it's really weird. Like, I'm not used to it because I don't usually play on the PlayStation.
Fairs.
But so I remapped them. So when you go to like strangle someone, I was accidentally just stabbing them in the back of the neck.
Okay, that would ruin the play.
Yeah, so I was like, I got to that point where I was like, oh great, so now I've killed fuck tons of people. I might as well just like start again. And yeah, it just, I'm just in a gaming rut. I just don't know what to play, Chris.
Well, okay, just give these good people the news, Jack. What is big this week?
Okay, nothing's really big this week.
Well, what's big to be?
Bioshock Infinite is coming out in 4 days.
Oh yeah.
Today is a Thursday, 21st. Oh, 5 days. I had to have one on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but still. So close.
I can taste
it.
We went to the BAFTAs, was it? It wasn't this Monday, was it?
No, last.
It was last Monday.
Last Monday.
God, that was, it's like ages ago.
Yeah.
And saw Ken Levine.
Ken Levine, Jack. Levine.
Oh,
I keep trying to drill this into his head. He's never going to get it.
It's, yeah. He was really inspirational.
Yeah.
We both came out of that, like, buzzing.
Need to design something now.
Yeah, I put an article on the website about just the experience, and we literally sat there for like 30 minutes with a beer just going, just like talking.
Well, I sat through most of his lecture just smiling. He was doing all the AI behind Elizabeth, and it was
really inspirational.
We had a good look at some of the acting done, actually.
And the code behind Elizabeth, God.
My God.
There must be so
thousands of lines.
They've tagged every individual like object, and
the designers did not have an easy job. They're probably in the Elizabeth
division. No, designers had an easy job. The programmers just didn't.
Well, it was to be the designers and like level designers who were doing all the tagging.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to think, like, they must have had like an Elizabeth design team just precisely in each individual section.
Well, according to Ken, Elizabeth was the most requested cut feature of Bioshock Infinite.
Which I think I would ruin it now.
He kind of paralleled it with the Big Daddy, which was apparently the most cut or asked to be cut. Feature of Bioshock, which I played through recently just last year, and that's a fantastic
only
game.
Person who didn't play it when it came out.
I know, I feel like I was, but Ken described Bioshock as a bit of a sleeper hit, but
I disagree.
Right.
I think the hype around that game was tangible.
Yeah,
you could taste it. Everyone had played it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if Bioshock Infinite feels like a Bioshock game, though.
Yeah, I've got to say, without the claustrophobic feeling of Rapture, it might be a bit weird. It looks quite action.
I don't think it'll be as scary as Rapture. Rapture could be terrifying at points. That point right at the beginning where that woman's with the buggy and she pulls out
a
revolver.
As a lot of people remember that.
Oh my god, I shit my pants. That one. That was scary.
But you don't know. Ken Levine, he does his things well.
Yeah, he does.
He hasn't made a game that isn't quite scary yet.
No.
You know, Thief, System Shock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not doing the next Thief though, is he?
He only wrote the first one.
Oh, okay.
But that was another game with some proper scary moments.
Oh,
even in a non-horror environment.
He's a very good writer.
He is indeed.
So Bioshock Infinite. Talking of spiritual successors, because Bioshock's a spiritual successor to System Shock. Transistor's coming out.
Ooh.
From the guys called Supergiant Games.
Supergiant Games, yeah.
Supergiant Games, who made one of your favourite games.
Bastion.
Bastion.
I heard they were making a spiritual successor and my butt cheeks clenched.
Yeah, I've watched the trailer like hundreds of times. It's such a good trailer. It's just the soundtrack. The soundtrack's fantastic.
The soundtrack of Bastion was amazing, and just the way it was revealed, and you haven't played all the way through it.
No, I've
resent you almost as much as not like finishing Bioshock.
Yeah.
Like, you need to finish that game twice.
I know of an editor who really hates Bioshock, some IGN editor.
Bioshock?
Yeah, really can't stand Bioshock, original one.
Well, they should get the sack. I think if you're an editor of a game review website and it's something everybody loves but you...
There's something seriously wrong with you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but Transistor, there's going to be a playable demo at PAX.
Excellent.
Coming out this week.
Yeah.
But it won't come out till 2014. And funnily enough, they haven't said what platform it's coming out on. I assume it'll be
multi-plat.
Yeah.
They'll do it PC as well, probably.
Well, it came out on Xbox, didn't it, first? Yeah. And probably PC.
Well, there's a possibility.
And then it came out on iPad.
It could just be mobile.
Yeah. It could be.
Well, that would upset
I think it's done well.
That would upset
mobile.
Me like nothing
I
else.
I bought it on my iPad.
I don't know. I've played it on your iPad. The controls aren't quite as fluid.
No, no,
you
no.
Know, you haven't got your thumbsticks.
It takes a while, but it's still a playable game. It's not awful by any means.
But I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, another thing we played over the past few weeks is the demo for Army of Two.
Devil's Cartel.
Which is a poor man's Gears of War for me, really.
Yeah, it's pretty much a poor man's everything.
Like, it does stuff well, but nothing new. It's kind of... It's like every other Army
of Two
game.
We got a game-breaking glitch
yeah,
halfway
I didn't know
through
if
the
that
demo.
Was just during the demo. Yeah, basically, there's this point where you have to shoot down a radio tower.
Yeah.
To,
you didn't
make a bridge.
You
for
didn't
other
get
player.
Prompted to do that.
No.
So he parked his helicopter, and I ran around looking
like
for and it just no.
And I didn't like the film grain. Like every time you were low on health, your screen went black and white.
Yeah,
and it wasn't.
It was a very grainy game.
Yeah,
someone had gone really like crazy with
and
the screen.
It wasn't as fluid as cover systems from like Mass Effect 3 or Gears of War.
I don't know.
I didn't like that. It felt really stiff.
We agree. The customization is awesome.
Yeah. Like, yeah, oh, that was
superb. That was actually some of the best customization.
Ghost Recon Future Soldier, there was a good level of customization. This just blew the roof.
I mean,
it was mental.
Everything. It's like, it's aesthetic. It's like, also performance.
And
you can get just about any gun feeling like your own.
And I like the fact you could just switch in and out really easily, or just testing your gun.
Yeah, it had a shooting range that you could jump in and out of.
Like, most games you have to go through, like, a loading screen.
Or
a level,
even.
Yeah, it just seamlessly changed. It was fantastic.
So, you want more of that in games that aren't Army of Two, basically.
But to be fair, they dropped, like, all the frat boy, like...
Bro
punches and stuff, hadn't they?
I don't know. I still see some bro punches in trailers. The level we played didn't feel too bro-y. There was quite a good... There was a good bro moment that wasn't bro-centric, where, you saved me from that helicopter.
That was, yeah.
A bit quick time event, but it felt quite engaged.
Yeah, but that comes out 2 days after Bioshock Infinite.
So no one's going to buy it.
Yeah, I can't imagine many people pick it up. It'll be one of those games you see like next year for like £20.
Hey, you know, if you're uneducated and you see like Army of Two and Bioshock, you're like, I'm after something to play after Call of Duty. They might, jump for the opportunity to bro.
I think Bioshock is definitely aimed at the more hardcore gamers, the ones who follow the news, the ones that understand what a good game is, whereas Army of Two is more focused at your 14-year-old gamer.
Well, Ken Levine's always said it's a game which, like, if you saw it on a shelf, you wouldn't necessarily pick up.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one, you've got a big submarine man and a little girl. It looks like a platformer.
Yeah.
It looks like some weird platformer if you look at the cover. It's not something you'd buy without a bit of research.
No, definitely, yeah. But it's certainly one to pick up. Well, hopefully it'll be one to pick up.
I think honestly it goes without saying.
All the Bioshock reviews are, well, the embargo's down tomorrow, so.
I mean, I've already paid for it, and if it turns out to be crap, I might just kill myself.
I'll probably be as upset as you are, really, because I am hyped for this game.
Me too.
I haven't been this hyped for a game since, I think, Gears of War 3.
Assassin's Creed 3,
oh,
which was a disappointment.
Don't talk to me about Assassin's
Creed. He's blocked that out of his mind.
I refuse to let anyone talk to me about that game.
What do you think about Black Flag?
I don't, like, I had this conversation with you the other day. I don't want to get excited. Like, you can talk to me as much as you want about it, but I refuse to get excited for it. Because I got excited for Assassin's Creed 3. Connor is sitting there on my wardrobe, just staring at me, reminding me of the disappointment.
I mean,
Assassin's Creed 3.
Like, you still got him up there. I'm surprised you haven't burnt his effigy.
Yeah.
But, like, you look at the trailer, right? It had Blackbeard in it. And you can give me Blackbeard over George Washington any day.
It is true.
I'll be interested.
It was a stylish trailer.
It'll be nice to have a proper badass assassin. Like, Connor was a bit weird.
He was. Yeah, he didn't really... His motivation was just, like, doing it for the right reason.
Basically, it looks like what they've done with this new character is let's put Altair and Ezio together and then give him a pirate ship.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And Desmond's gone now. Spoiler, sorry.
That was shit ending. That was a bit brutal.
That was brutal. It was a crap game. Well, it wasn't a crap game. It was a disappointing game.
It had some aspects that were really good.
I remember watching all those interviews of all the Ubisoft team and thinking, oh, this is going to be fantastic. And it just turned out to be 30 hours of just gameplay filler. Herding pigs.
You called me a cynical arsehole for when I talked about games. This has turned Jack into a cynical arsehole.
Oh, yeah. It's really...
He's not happy with it.
Don't start me off on Assassin's Creed 3
again. It broke his childish wonderment.
The first Assassin's Creed will still be the best one.
You are the only person who will ever say that. It was two or nothing.
No, it was the first one because I'd never played anything like that before, and so is the experience.
Listeners, leave us comments. Two or nothing.
It was. It was the first one, I promise you.
I'm aware.
Moving on to games that didn't disappoint and nicely surprise.
Yes.
Tomb Raider. Fantastic game.
Yeah.
Relevant hero or relevant story. It was a story done well.
Yeah.
Good bit of fan service at the end, which is nice.
I was surprised by it.
What do you mean when you say
well, because, you know, early on it just looked like it was going to be a series of scenes of girls being tortured.
Yeah.
Which, you know, as a gamer, sort of acceptable to a degree, but yeah. I wouldn't want to play it. But no, yeah, it's gone down really well.
Yeah, it is a fantastic, and it's still top seller.
Yeah.
Even when Heart of the Swarm's out and a load of other games, SimCity.
I will pick it up when I have enough money for it. I'm looking forward to Hair Simulator.
Yeah, Hair Simulator 2013.
Oh, yeah, you've been playing the Xbox 360 version. But the PC version, she's got a separate physics mesh for her hair. So, you know, I'm going to be tweaking that in mods for ages.
Small things.
Yeah.
Small minds. Yeah, it was a fantastic game. I'd definitely recommend picking up.
Disappointment, yeah. About DLC?
Oh yeah, talking of DLC, Tomb Raider's multiplayer was not worth playing. Don't play it.
We look over that.
If Army of Two is a poor man's, like, Gears of War, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider's, like, multiplayer is a tramp's version of Gears of War.
Okay.
It is awful.
And apparently all the DLC that it will be getting for Tomb Raider is going to be for the multiplayer.
Yeah, because there's some really good moments in the campaign, like tombs. You go into tombs, they're like puzzles, more traditional. Some of these puzzles you get like rewards and stuff.
I love that.
And there's only a limited amount. There's about 11, I think. There might even be less. And but they're not adding in any more.
You'd like some more of them, but instead they've gone harder multiplayer.
Oh, I don't know. Please leave out multiplayer. The next one. The next one will do well, I think, because this one's done exceptionally well. But I briefly mentioned, and something we forgot to write in our list of things to talk about.
Yeah.
SimCity.
Oh, did we miss that?
I know.
Oh, that's a humdinger.
Yeah, so, Chris, you're a PC gamer. I'm going to let you take the SimCity.
Well, I nearly bought it.
I keep thinking that I want to buy it. I watch Greg Miller from IGN play it. And I'm just like, I don't want to play this game. I don't want to play this game. I don't want to play this game. But then part of me wants to play this game.
Okay, I'm going to have to put it in perspective for you. I'm a fan of a YouTuber called DM Jared. He does 1-minute reviews of games, okay? Search for his 1-minute review of SimCity. That will cover it. It doesn't need to be said. That literally gives everyone's experience of the entire thing. The DRM. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
And they lied. They have lied to us openly. Recently, Modders, right?
Yeah.
They found they can take the game offline by deleting 2 lines of code and entering it in debug mode.
Yeah.
Like, you can't save at this point, but they could make it so you could.
Yeah.
It's appalling. And then they've been giving people consolation games because it was literally so crap. And then people haven't been able to download them on Origin either.
Amazon had to take SimCity off within like the first 24 hours because too many people were getting refunds.
Yeah, if that wasn't that's like the worst thing that can happen to a developer.
Yeah.
The biggest online distributor of the entire world.
The best thing is the guy, the leader of SimCity, Maxis, he was quoted a few days before saying, our servers can cope.
Oh, dear. I don't know. I think they thought it was going to be a low seller.
Yeah.
They did not invest enough. I think they aimed it at the casual market, but people are like, oh, I used to own that.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it no matter what happens because, you know, who doesn't love SimCity?
Yeah.
Like, SimCity 2000 to SimCity 4, fantastic games. Mm-hmm. I learned about infrastructure with those.
Yeah.
I had them in school, okay? And they've somehow managed to bugger it up.
Yeah. It's
upsetting. It's just abysmal.
Yeah, it's
like
poor.
As a game goes, it's all right and a step down. As a service goes, it's the worst thing in the industry. Oh, poor little Maxis.
So yeah, we've mentioned it lots, but you're now a PC gamer and you've been a PC gamer. Well, you've been a PC gamer for what? 20 years. You kind of.
I've been a PC gamer for 20 years.
Well, you kind of have. You've always been a PC gamer at heart.
I don't know.
Haven't you?
No. I've had an Xbox for a very long time.
Yeah, I know, but you've always.
Wanted to.
Yeah, you've always wanted to PC game. Whereas I have no. Well, I'd like to PC game, and I'm building my PC at the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm still very, very happy playing on consoles.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've been a PC gamer. Okay, we say you've been a PC gamer for 3 months now, because mm-hmm. you got your PC at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Has there been a big change in how you approach your gaming?
I would say in terms of purchasing, yes, yeah. there absolutely is. Not in terms of playing.
No. Do you think you play more now you're on a PC?
Yeah, because, you know, you can build up a massive backlog of games and they'll just be sitting in your library to download yeah. when you want them, which is, you know, it's fun.
So why have your purchasing habits changed?
Because, like I said, when Steam have a sale,
yeah,
you buy all your games in one part of the year and then you don't buy any more until they're at least 75% off.
Yeah.
So, you know, I picked up Rayman Origins last week for £4.
It did take you having to go to Piccadilly and go to BAFTA to decide that you were going to get Bioshock Infinite on day one.
Yes.
It did take that much convincing.
And only because I'm getting a free copy of XCOM with it.
Oh, they actually
yes,
got that.
Yes, they have. That's allowed now. Nice. So, you know, that's a selling point. As long as I get two brand new games for £20.
Well, you've already played XCOM, haven't you?
I have, but I wanted to mod it.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Are there many mods for it?
Yeah.
Are there?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've changed. So
you've changed, man.
You have changed.
You've changed.
You still play or game if you can with a controller, don't you?
Yeah. That's the thing. That's a great thing. You've got like choices.
Yeah.
Choices are great. But yeah, Witcher 1 all the way through mouse and keyboard, would never pick up a controller with that because it would just be so many buttons.
Yeah.
But Witcher 2, that's an in-action game, needs a controller.
Yeah.
I'll still use my Xbox 360 ones because they, you know, they're compatible.
Yeah.
That's the best deal with a controller ever.
Yeah. It is one of the best controllers.
Easily.
Apart from apparently the GameCube controller. So we were looking at my calendar.
Yes.
And we've got like games spread out across the year, but the one that's past July, the only one that's past July
so far
is GTA 5, which is September 17th at the moment.
And I reckon that is the biggest game of this year.
You reckon? Do you reckon it will sell more than whatever Call of Duty comes out on November the 11th?
Yes.
Because there's always a Call of Duty that comes out on the 11th.
That is true, but I think Call of Duty's lost steam unless they do something particularly revolutionary.
Oh, it could be the next Call of Duty on a next gen. That would still sell. That could be the thing that they sell people with. You know, each year they have something.
I think even the Call of Duty gamers, though, would look at it and say, if I haven't got enough money for both Call of Duty and GTA 5, which is coming out next week, they'll pick up GTA.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't like GTA?
I know, GTA.
It's universal.
And you know, Rockstar always pull out a good game.
Yeah, even
Max Payne 3 was superb.
Yes, it was. A bit short, but you know.
Yeah. Good. Could you really have dealt with more?
Yeah, just all that heartbreak. But, yeah. I want a new Red Dead.
Yes, most people do. A lot of people do.
I want a new Red Dead. I want Red Dead in space.
You're going around on your space horse.
Yeah. You could do like Cowboy Bebop in space. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Would it be amazing?
What, you're telling me a space western would not be amazing if done by Rockstar?
Well, if it's done by Rockstar, anything's going to be
play
amazing.
A bounty hunter or something. That would be so good.
I'm sure there's a Star Wars game called Star Wars 1313 that's coming out that's you play a bounty hunter. Actually, no, it's been delayed, I think.
Also, isn't that just
because of Disney's like takeover of the whole Star Wars franchise?
Disney Wall. I checked out some of your. I saw a demo video for that. You showed me a trailer.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't look that impressive.
You don't think?
No.
Oh, one thing that does look impressive that we forgot to mention is, and they showed it off at PlayStation event, Watch Dogs.
Oh.
That game looks like the game Assassin's Creed 3 never could be.
That's my next big game franchise.
It'd be interesting to see if it comes out around the same time as GTA, because that would, I think it will come out in October. Actually, no, because then it'd be competing with Assassin's Creed Black Flag. When is it going to come out?
I don't know.
It will not want to compete with GTA 5. Nothing will
I think
it would
be compete. Better to compete with Assassin's Creed.
You think?
Yeah.
But then that's two Ubisoft titles in the space of a month.
It's because they're kind of putting themselves down. Or why don't they delay Black Flags until somewhere in November?
Yeah. Yeah, possibly. That would make... No, they've already confirmed it for October. So that could possibly mean Watch Dogs in November.
They've got to have it out before Christmas.
Yeah.
But it deserves its own month.
Yeah.
Let's face it, it looks absolutely stunning.
It is.
Not just looks, the gameplay looks amazing as well.
Hopefully it'll be properly meaningful gameplay.
They've just got to get the story hammered.
Yeah.
I think the gameplay and stuff, that looks good. Yeah, the graphics are phenomenal.
Yeah.
His coat, I can't stop looking at his coat.
It's like Lara Croft's hair.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Coat Simulator.
Yeah.
2013. But, yeah, they get the story down, which I think they might. Because Ubisoft have always been alright with stories, as long as they know how to end it before they start writing it.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. But, it just feels like they're making up as they go along with that one. It's like, what should happen to Desmond here? What are we going to do here?
Desmond, we are the space aliens.
Oh my god.
We came from the past into the future and you stab people.
That is the point where Assassin's Creed, as a franchise, just lost me.
Oh no, I think if they knew what they were going to do, I heard about this the futuristic stuff. Hit at the end of Assassin's Creed 2, and like, that ending's great.
Yeah.
But, you know.
In Brotherhood, it was like, what?
Brotherhood was when it went downhill.
Yeah. I played halfway through Brotherhood. This podcast feels like it's been a lot of EA bashing and a lot of Assassin's Creed bashing.
That's true. We don't hate Assassin's Creed by any means. I've had some very good moments with those games.
And I say the first one's still the best one.
And I'm still going to buy it every time it comes out.
I didn't play Revelations.
I thought Revelations was better than Brotherhood.
Yeah.
But well, not as good as two.
Yeah.
Anything could be better than Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Anything. Medal of Honor Warfighter.
Mate, I think it'd be more fun. It'd be more fun and be shorter.
Well,
because that was the thing of Brotherhood. It felt like it was going to be a long
game. That was
where
they started plugging filler in.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing else.
You go around buying. That was pretty cool though. Being just an Italian entrepreneur.
Everything. Yeah, that was fun buying everything.
So our last topic is a bit of a controversial one.
Oh yeah.
End
it on a high note.
Yeah, I know. Basically, a report's come out that, you know, Remember Me, which is out on the 7th of June.
I do. It has that bollocks make-your-own combo system.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look too bad.
It's like the most casualised beat-em-up gaming I've ever seen. Oh, you can't press X, Y, X, Y. Just press A, A, A.
Yeah, that is true. It could be really, really easy. It's made by Capcom.
Yeah.
And apparently they got turned down by a lot of publishers. Yeah, so Capcom took it on because they had a female protagonist. Now, I'm doing my level design coursework at the moment.
Yes.
And my central character is a female. I know, shock horror. Just for the fact...
I would not publish you now.
Yeah, exactly. Just for the fact that I am bored of male protagonists because they're all really the same at the end of the day.
Yes.
They all feel very, very similar.
Well, you can make an interesting male protagonist.
Yeah, you can.
The main problem is it's like bald space marine every time. Even in like... Yeah.
Just Marcus.
It's Marcus Phoenix. It's Commander Shepard.
Yeah.
It's Desmond.
Even Master Chief, like, he has got no hair.
No, you're right. Yeah,
he has no hair.
I think probably one of the most interesting male protagonists you had recently is Corvo Atano, actually.
Yeah.
He seems kind of... Even though he's more like, I'm going to stab you in revenge.
Yeah.
At least he has, you know, hair.
Yeah.
That's a step in the right direction.
Hair makes them all better.
Yeah.
But whereas... Actually, no, the new Dante... He's all right. He's not too bad. He's still pretty cookie cutter, but he's all right. Lara Croft, best protagonist I've played as in like ages and ages. And
she's not just, you know, boobs with guns.
No, she's not boobs. Well, not anymore anyway.
She certainly used to be boobs with guns.
It was an origin story done really, really well.
Cool.
But playing as a female in a game, does that put you off? Does it stop you from connecting with the character?
I don't know. I know lots of guys who really prefer to play as female characters
because
I don't really get that.
I don't get it because I always feel that I'm a bit of a pervert if I'm a male and play as a female.
And I like, it feels I can't get as immersed.
Yeah.
Because I don't
buzzword.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't get as experienced with the game. I don't get the player experience I'm looking for if I play as a girl. Because, I don't know, I just can't really think like a woman.
Yeah.
I fail in that aspect horribly, as my girlfriend will tell you.
But Lara Croft in Tomb Raider, you don't really have to think like a woman. You're just, there's this person in a horrible situation, you think, what would I do?
Yeah.
It's more a question of that rather than connecting with her.
Well, it's just me, though. I mean, if I'm playing an online game, I will always play as a guy.
Yeah, I will as well.
Or if I have the option, I will always.
Well, in MMOs, you just have guys hit on you otherwise.
Yeah, true. That's true. As you do in... Well, I suppose in BioWare games, you get guys hit on you no matter who you are.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's just interesting. I think industry might have to grow up a bit.
Yeah.
But it's, at the end of the day, it comes down to what sells. And if males sell more than females, then... publishers are always going to go for male protagonists.
That's true. Well, then again, we found out recently that only 19% of gamers are under 20, apparently. Oh. So, you know, we should be aiming at our games at people who eat prunes.
Good point. Okay.
We had quite an interesting theory about this before we saw this topic. I mean, when you were younger, and I assume all of you are of a certain young age, when you sort of got a game and you're like, okay, I need to sign up to a profile here.
Yeah.
I'm going to want to play 18 games. You know, sometimes it blocks you out if you're not under 18.
Yeah.
So, you know, you put down, oh, I was born in 1932, and you do your thing. And I think maybe the market data is coming from these.
Yeah, because on Xbox Live,
yeah,
you are not allowed to play online.
I'm sure
if you're under 13.
I'm sure I'm 85 on Xbox Live. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
You just scroll down and pick a number.
Because I remember I got my Xbox when I was 12.
Yeah.
And I signed up, put my age, okay, all honestly. And I was like,
no, you fool.
You can't play this. Oh, it's Lord of the Rings Battlefront of F2. EA servers wouldn't let me online. I was like, why? It's because you're too young. I was like, what? You need to be 13. And this was Christmas, and my birthday wasn't till June.
That's so bad.
So I was like, screw this. I'm just making a new account.
That's so
and I'm
bad.
Now like 201.
Precisely. Sometimes it's ridiculous. You pull the scale back to like 1884.
It's funny.
Apparently zombies are playing games now.
Oh, talking of zombies, have you seen the trailer for Dead Island Riptide?
No, I've sort of stopped looking at that once I saw the boob statue.
Yeah, that was kind of ridiculous, but it looks semi-good. But I'm kind of getting bored of zombie games at the moment. That Walking Dead Survival Instinct came out, and it's been getting...
Don't talk about that.
It's been getting...
You're
like,
giving that. You're putting that in the highlight. Don't let it ruin Walking Dead games for you. By The Walking Dead. No
the
subtitle.
The one with Clementine.
Yeah, no subtitle.
Yeah, because it's been getting freeze across the board. I don't know what its actual Metacritic score is, but I bet
How
you it's low.
How can you fuck up zombies?
I don't know.
It's just the easiest thing to do.
Dead Island, the original one, wasn't that good of a game.
It was kind
of good aspects.
It was cult?
Yeah,
there's a lot of people who really liked it, and there's a bunch of people like myself, I just wasn't that keen.
Okay.
First person zombie RPG with weapon bashing.
Okay. I did say I was going to wrap it up with female protagonists, but something's just popped into my head. Chris, you haven't let me play the Gears of War Judgment demo
all
week, and I've been in the gaming rut, so it's your fault.
Absolutely.
Why won't you let me play it?
Because if you've got a game coming, and it's going to be here tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to be here.
But you've got a game coming, it's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't want to play the demo, because it's going to ruin it.
But it's the multiplayer demo.
Okay, you guys all understand this, right? You've all played a demo, and then suddenly you didn't want to buy the game, because the demo was better than the game, because it got you in a really exciting part.
Dragon's Dogma, that was Dragon's Dogma for me.
Although, I did play the demo for Dragon's Dogma and shit. I think, oh shit, I'm going to buy this, and I did, and that was great.
Yeah.
It's great. You don't like it, though, I don't know.
I'm getting...
You're warming to it.
Yeah, warming to it.
You're not finished it yet, though.
No, but that's because I'm in the game.
Then again, I never finished it either.
Yeah. It's a hard game.
It's very hard early on.
It's not as hard as Dark Souls, but it's still quite a hard game.
Oh, no. I'd say it was.
Do you think?
Because early on, unless you level up, you can't actually do damage to some enemies. Like, you have to hit them for, like, 4 hours if you want to kill them. And, you know, in Dark Souls, you can still kill a high-level enemy with really crap stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'd say it was... In some aspects, it's harder than Dark Souls, but it gets a lot easier as you go on.
Oh, okay. So, but... Does Dark Souls always retain that level of difficulty?
Yeah, no matter how powerful you are, there's always things that will kill you in one, two hits.
That's the sign of a good game, though. It's still challenging. None of that mindless stuff.
And
anymore.
It's fair as well. They all attack with patterns, and you can see from their movements.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Dark Souls is great.
Cool. Yeah, wrapping that up, Dark Souls is great.
Dark Souls is great. And
that's the final point.
Don't buy SimCity, buy Dark Souls.
That's the final point of our podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Chris, you got anything else to say?
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. I've got another one of these up soon.
Yep, cool. See you later, guys.
In a bit.
Have fun.